BC is before coffee.
Not good.
And AD is after the coffee.
The coffee.
We have coffee and snacks in the back if anybody's still BC. All right, Lisa, you got some announcements for us?
I do. I have some announcements. Oh, good morning, Living Well. And good morning online. Thank you for joining us today. We're so happy to have you with us wherever you're at today. So today is the 1 year anniversary of our move here.
Yes.
So round of applause. So much love and hard work has gone into this building. Not by me, but no, I love it too. But we are so blessed to be here and just have you all with us today. I was wondering if you'd just take a second and say hello to your neighbors. Stand up and greet them. Don't sit down, Mr. Piper. I'm going to say hello to you. Hello. And hello to you, darling.
Hey, brother.
Good morning.
Good morning, Target.
Good morning. Swing your partner around and around, grab him by the hair, throw him down.
What do they call it then?
Now that's the sound of a joyful church, isn't
Amen.
It?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. If
can we all give Pastor Bob clarity and go ahead.
Can we give a warm welcome to Pastor Bob Clarity? He's going to come up in just a second.
Yeah.
Thank you for sitting in with us today and just stepping in and doing what you need to do to get us in order. So now I would like to say a verse over us. But I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress and my refuge in my times of trouble. Oh, my strength, I sing praise to you. You, oh God, are my fortress and my loving God.
Won't you stand and worship with us?
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of the Savior. The hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Conquered the grave.
Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
Son, your plan of salvation. When mankind fell in the garden, you had the plan right there. It was ready. So we thank you, Lord, for sacrificing your Son. What a big thing, Lord. Without your Son, we would not stand a chance. So we thank you for what you've done for us, in us, and through us. Please bless Pastor Bob as he gives the message today. Let it hit fertile soil. Right now we're in the spring. People are getting out there, turning the fields, Lord, getting it ready for the crop. Please do the same with us today in our hearts. Get them all tilled up, ready for the seeds you're going to plant here today. Please, Lord, I would also ask that all the needs that are unspoken right now, please, Lord, please, we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives and help with those unspoken needs. Life can get messy. Life can get tough. We know you are tougher. We know you're the Lord of all. So all the needs that are here today, Lord, as we come together and pray as with one another together, please bless us all and help us as individuals and together. We pray for our church leaders. Please give them guidance through a lot of things going on in the world. Pray for our country's leaders. Whether you voted for people or not that are in there, we pray for them now, Lord. Please let them have hearts that follow you. We pray blessings over the offering as it's received and given. This represents work, again, that you provided for us. Thank you for that gift. But this represents hours and work and effort and time. And we freely give it and gladly give it. Please bless it and multiply it as you did the loaves and the fishes to meet the needs that you would have met. Thank you for all of this. We say and ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can we sing that chorus one more time?
worships something. Whatever captivates the heart's affections, the mind's attention, and the soul's ambition essentially has our worship. We worship everything from pop icons to our jobs to our favorite sports team. While the object and method of worship vary, the act of worship does not. Oftentimes, our worship is focused on ourselves. The pursuit of fame, wealth, and personal satisfaction becomes the focus of our wants and desires. But no matter how much we worship these things, they can never satisfy the deepest longings of our soul. God has uniquely designed us with meaning and purpose. He's divinely created us in His own image. When we worship the created and not the creator, we are left unfulfilled and unsatisfied. We deny God the worship that is rightfully His. When we step into a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus, our relationship with God should become elevated above every other ambition, every other affection, and every other activity. It should change everything we do. It begins to change the words we say, the decisions we make, the way we view our circumstances and see the people around us. It changes our goals, desires, and pursuits. Instead of searching for meaning and purpose in our life, it becomes the meaning and purpose of our life. Worshiping God is not limited to singing a song on Sunday morning. It's a lifestyle lived out in reverence to God, wherever He has placed you. There is no sacred and secular divide. Worship involves all of our lives, not just one part. Not just one part. That means we worship as we work, as we parent, as we go to school, as we gather around the table, as we suffer, as we compete, as we love, as we seek, as we create. All that we believe, think, say, and do should flow from our beating heart of worship. So what is worship? It's the outpouring of our lives, led by the Spirit and rooted in God's truth, devoting all we are and all we do to Him, our Creator. It's ascribing worthiness to the one who alone is worthy.